All right, so we're going to start with our questions, but before we do, I just wanted to go ahead and ask you while we're recording which consent form that you wanted to, or that you did submit and you were okay with.
I'm okay with the license that grants full permission.
Okay, perfect. So we're going to start with background questions, and the first question is, what is the date and the time?
So the date is July 17th, 2020, and it is 6:52 p.m.
All right. What is your name, and what are the primary things that you do on a day-to-day basis?
My name is Stephanie, and on a day-to-day basis, I work, and I take care of my two cats, and I help to fix up my mom's house.
Where do you live, and what is it like to live there?
I live in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. It's an interesting place to live. It's nice.
When you first learned about COVID-19, what were your thoughts about it, and how have your thoughts changed since then?
When I first learned about COVID-19, I kind of had flashbacks to like SARS, and how it got close but didn't really affect us too bad. But as things kind of changed, I became a little bit more worried about it. Especially because I have asthma, and I tend to have an immune response that is leans more towards inflammation. So the more I learned about it, the more I realized how much I'm at risk for it. So it's been kind of terrifying for me, mm-hmm. As things have developed and continued on, and you know, then there's a lot of other social issues that have kind of come up around it. So definitely went from, you know, watching it to being very, very concerned about it.
What issues have concerned you about the COVID-19 pandemic the most?
I think besides like the health concerns, what's also concerned me a lot is kind of the ugly parts of our culture that, you know, we all kind of knew were there, but it's definitely made them far more acute. And so those parts would kind of concern me because, you know, it's something that we're going to have to work through and work on, because we're not going to make it unless we learn to outgrow, you know, people's individualistic selfishness and, you know, the anti-mask and the things like that, you know. So those issues have definitely concerned me.
Okay. I'm going to move into employment questions. Has COVID-19 affected your job, and if so, in what ways?
It's greatly affected my job. I started working at home on March 17th. I actually requested to go home because they were going to have me continue working in the building for a little while longer. But with my asthma, I couldn't take the risk of being there. So I requested to go home a little bit earlier. But it's definitely affected my job because I develop recipes for their Hershey Kitchens department. And a lot of my job requires me being in a kitchen all day. And my mom's kitchen is just not suited for my type of work. You know, we don't have central air in the kitchen. And as it's gotten hotter and hotter, it's been more and more difficult to test recipes. My main job was developing recipes, but right now, there's really no call for any kind of development That's all been put on hold. And so I'm trying to, you know, work around a kitchen that we use to live and also a kitchen that I'm having to work out of. So I've got Rubbermaid tubs filled with, you know, Hershey's chocolate chips down in the basement. And, you know, I have to kind of pull my entire work setup out every day and then break it down every day. So it's been quite a challenge, one I've never really faced like this before.
I think you kind of answered the second question when you said that you've been home since March.
Yeah, my employment status hasn't actually changed. Yeah.
So, let's see. What concerns do you have about the effects of COVID-19 on your employment and the economy more broadly?
I do have concerns about my employment. As I know of right now, I'll be most likely working in the situation that I am right now, from home until at least January, if not longer, because of the way that Hershey is being very cautious, which I'm grateful for, 100%. But it's also, you know, it's stressful to know that I'll be continuing on in the situation that I am right now. It'll get easier as the fall comes and the kitchen starts to get cooler. But, you know, I do have some concerns on whether or not they'll think that we're worth the money come January, because I really do rely on my job at the moment. The economy, I think that I have concerns about it, but at the same time, there's so many social issues that are, you know, coming up and really starting to get a foothold right now, that when it comes to the economy, I don't know if the pandemic is going to have as much effect as a lot of other social issues. So it's really difficult to actually like take a stance on how I feel about that. So, because there are things that I'd like to see change, but I also still want it to be there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a difficult question.
Absolutely. Has the COVID-19 pandemic affected the employment of people that you know? And if so, in what ways?
That's greatly affected the employment of people I know. I have a lot of people I know from the restaurant industry, either through work, through working at Whole Foods for 5 years, or alumni from the Culinary Institute of America. I know that there are people who they've been working this whole time, putting in 18-hour days, 7 days a week, which isn't too different from, you know, their usual working schedule.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, they're also having to deal with all the stressors that go along with being out there and being exposed. I know that there are some people who I'm friends with who have quit their jobs and just decided that, you know, unemployment was safer.
Right.
And to do that in the restaurant industry, you know, it's not just a decision to kind of walk away for a little while. That can damage your career for years, because, you know, people, it's a big community, but it's a small community at the same time. And people talk and people know each other, and it just, so it can be really difficult to come back. So, but they decided that that was a safer choice for them. So I've seen it affect a lot of people's employment.
I'm going to move to family and household questions now. Again, as you mentioned earlier in the interview, if you're not comfortable answering any of these, just let me know and we'll skip to the next question. Has COVID-19 affected you or any of your family's day-to-day activities?
Definitely have. I'm a pretty outdoor person. I like to go hiking. I like to take trips, day trips and stuff. So it's definitely made us have to stop. But then also, because I have the health concerns that I do, my mom, who doesn't have as many, even though she's older, has had to take a lot of the responsibility for going outside the house on. I've slowly started to take back some of that responsibility as well, but it was kind of her leaving the house and neither my brother or I, just because our health is not as good as hers. So that's definitely been something that's very different for us.
How are you managing the day-to-day activities in your household?
We've kind of gotten into a system at the moment. My mom and I will go grocery shopping together about once a week. That's more than what we were before. We were going about every other week. But day-to-day activities, we're trying to keep as normal as possible. But we just really don't really leave the house. We don't go outside as much. I haven't really gone hiking or anything like that. Possibly could, but also the allergens have been a lot higher, so that would compromise me even more being outside.
Right. Has the COVID-19 outbreak affected how you associate and communicate with your friends and family? And if so, how?
It really hasn't. So all of our family is out west. We don't have any family here in Pennsylvania. We live here because this is where my stepdad is from. And when he passed away, he left the house to my mom. So there was a place to live and come back to. But friends as well, they're also all out west. And my best friend is, he lives in Georgia. So a lot of the communication has remained, texting and video calls and stuff like that.
Okay. What have been the biggest challenges that you have faced during the COVID-19 outbreak?
I think it's, for me, dealing with health issues during the COVID-19 or during the pandemic has been really difficult because, as scared as everyone is and as frightening it is to go out and be exposed like that, people like me, we don't magically get better. We still have to go to doctor's appointments and we still have to go to have things done. And unfortunately, because of where I live, not a whole lot of people wanted to do like telehealth. So I've actually had to go in physically to doctor's offices, and I watch myself pretty closely for the 2 weeks after, just because it's really stressful. I've had a lot of health challenges through these last couple months. It's definitely been something that, I've had to, face my fears a lot about.
What have you and your family and friends done for recreation during COVID-19?
Watching a lot of TV. A lot of my time is either spent working or working on the archive. I've also been kind of watching some older shows, things that are a little bit more lighthearted. I binge watched the entire, series of Voyager, Star Trek Voyager. And now I'm watching an old series from England. Just things that are a little bit more lighthearted, a little escapist, kind of thing. And then I've also been following my favorite artist, Miyabi, online. He's been doing a lot of online concerts. So it's been really nice to kind of watch him perform and kind of get lost into, you know, what I would have been doing if the pandemic wasn't happening. And that's like going to concerts and being out there. And it's kind of a break. So.
How has the COVID-19 outbreak affected your community?
It's difficult to stay out here. We don't really feel a part of the community. Pennsylvania is not exactly the most welcoming to people from out of state. So we don't have a really huge tie to the community, but at the same time, I'm kind of seeing it from an outside perspective and seeing how it's really been hard because people around here just don't want to think that it's real. And I've seen even my neighbors, you know, they went from being very serious about it and, you know, taking all the precautions. And then about a month and a half into it, a couple of them just decided it was over and, you know, started having parties in the neighborhood. And I've seen that with businesses around here. A lot of restaurants have lost licenses because they opened ahead of schedule, the way that they were rolling things back. So I think people around here got really, really stir crazy quickly, and they just wanted it to be over.
Okay. How are people around you responding to the COVID-19 pandemic?
Well, immediate family, my mom and my brother, they're definitely taking it seriously. They it's affecting like how they feel about going out and stuff. A couple of my neighbors are definitely taking it seriously as well. But then, like I said, there's some of my neighbors who they've just decided it's over. People in general around here, it's like they kind of come in two camps. They're either taking it very seriously or they think it's a joke, and they'll get really close to you and just makes it a lot harder to kind of do the things that you need to do when you're out.
Have you seen people around you change their opinions on daily activities or their response to the pandemic and their relationships?
Yeah, I've definitely seen, like, my neighbor, you know, they've kind of created a group of people who, you know, are over it, I guess the best way to say it. I've seen a few people who weren't taking it seriously take it more seriously, but that's more, like, online. Mm-hmm. I haven't really seen any, like, changes in relationships due to the pandemic, but more just like kind of the people around me responding.
So self-isolation and flattening the curve have been two key ideas that have emerged during this pandemic. How have you, your family, your friends, or your community responded to the request to self-isolate or to flatten the curve?
I would say that my friends and my family have definitely responded well to self-isolation and, you know, doing whatever we can to flatten the curve. I had one friend who thought that she might have COVID, and she isolated herself for 2 weeks, kind of checked everything out, made sure that she stayed away from people. I don't think she ever did get tested, but it was really difficult at that time to get tested. Mm-hmm. We've limited how we've gone out. We didn't do any kind of like hoarding of anything, but we definitely started a pantry in response and started to make sure that we have certain, you know, items on hand, just in case we have to kind of do more of a self-isolation again. You know, wiping things down, just being as cautious as possible.
Has COVID-19 changed your relationship with family and friends and in the community?
I'd say not really. It's kind of forced me to go outside like a little bit more into like, I guess, the online realm of trying to find like community. That was one of my goals this summer, was to kind of find friends. You know, like being an outsider here and stuff, it's difficult to make friends. And so it was kind of my goal to like get my, you know, introverted self out there a little bit more. But, you know, because of COVID-19, that was not going to happen. So kind of trying to find community any way I can to kind of be around people. But as far as like family and friends, nothing's really changed.
I'm going to move into some health related questions, and I'm going to preface that again with, if you're not comfortable answering those, just let me know and we'll move on. Have you or anyone you've known gotten sick during the COVID-19 outbreak, and what has been your experience in responding to that?
No one I know has like positively gotten COVID-19. Like I said, my one friend thought she might have it. So I really haven't had a whole lot of response to the sickness, besides like just, you know, what everyone else has been responding.
In what ways do you think that COVID-19 is affecting people's mental and physical health?
I think it's definitely negatively affecting people's mental and physical health. You know, partially because we're, you know, so used to being social, and we're so used to just being out there. We don't realize how physical we are when we're not at home. I've definitely seen a change in myself, because, you know, I'm usually standing for at least 6 hours a day. And before this all hit, you know, I was working out like 5 days a week. And I had my routine, and that's been completely disrupted. So it's definitely like taken a massive hit to my mental and physical health for that. And then I also see it with other people, you know, people talking about their stomachs hurting, not sleeping. I know it's affected my sleeping habits even more than I had difficulty before. So I can definitely see where it's just, you know, it's really taxing on everyone right now.
I'm going to move into just some general information questions. What has been your primary source of news during the pandemic?
I kind of look at different news outlets, although a couple months into it, I stopped really watching the news. It became far too much. I'm a hypersensitive person, so seeing all of that all the time was just far too much for me to handle. And I still avoid the news as much as possible, but I would say like my primary sources would be like the CDC, New York Times, some of the bigger news outlets, and then I definitely check like multiple different ones and cross examine what information they're giving me. But right now I'm kind of on a news, like, I don't know what that, I lost the word for that, but yeah, I'm not really watching the news unless I have to do anything for the internship.
Right. And I think that answers our next question, was you kind of taking a purge from the news.
Yeah.
what do you think are important issues that the media may or may not be covering?
I really think that they're not doing as great a job as they could as far as like covering more at-risk communities. I know that they mentioned it, but I don't think they've really gotten into like the underlying reasons why communities, people of color, and the indigenous communities are being hit harder. I know we've heard a lot about like the Navajo being hit by COVID, but we really haven't heard about the other tribal nations and how they're dealing with it. So I think, you know, we're kind of getting a one-sided view a lot of the times as far as when it's affecting those communities.
Absolutely. I'm going to move into some government questions now. How have municipal leaders and government officials in your community responded to the outbreak?
I would say that Governor Wolf and his team definitely responded very well. We were able to flatten the curve and start reopening pretty quickly, even though now it's starting to go back up. So I think he did a really good job, but we also have a lot of, I hate to say, like Republican leaders in municipalities and stuff that are definitely spurring and stirring the pot as far as like anti-mask and believing in the hoax and, you know, encouraging businesses to open using dangerous, you know, dangerous tactics long before they should. You know, allowing restaurants to have indoor seating and no masks and things like that just because they've taken a political view on it. And I definitely think that that's hurt us as a community in trying to overcome this.
Okay. Do you have any thoughts on how local, state, or federal leaders are responding to this crisis differently?
I definitely think that it shouldn't be a partisan, you know, thing because it affects all of us. And, you know, it's not going to jump around and decide which party line is going to hit the hardest. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a virus. And I think that right now trying to use it as, you know, campaign points and kudo points for different political parties is definitely not the right way to go, because a lot of people have gotten sick from, you know, businesses opening too soon and, you know, not following the proper precautions and inciting anger with people. So
I'm going to move into the last set of questions, which is just regarding the future as we go forward. Has your experience transformed how you think about your family, your friends, and the community, and in what ways?
I think it's made me like appreciate people a little bit more, you know, not being so caught up in day-to-day life and trying to really make sure that we're working, communicating, and also, like I said, trying to, you know, find community in any way that I can, because, you know, not always being physically with someone is possible. So trying to find people who you can connect with, you know, online or through, you know, shared interests, even if they're in states away, is important.
How does this pandemic compare to other big events that have happened in your lifetime?
I kind of feel like a lot of the events in my past have, like, kind of, you know, trained me for this moment. I've experienced extreme isolation before, I lived in Yosemite National Park for 6 months, and just like Pennsylvania and stuff, they definitely are not like very welcoming to outsiders living there. And so no one talked to me really for 6 months, and that you know, definitely affected me mentally after that. And then I also had to deal with, you know, my dad's sickness with ALS, and we had to do a lot of precautions to make sure he never got sick when he was already sick. Mm-hmm. So I kind of feel like while this is much bigger and this is more widespread, I see a lot of echoes of things that I've experienced in the past trying to deal with this, which is, in a way, it's good, because even though it's affected me a lot, physically and mentally, I think if I hadn't been through those other things, I would be in a much, much worse place right now.
Right. How can you imagine life in a year?
That one's a tough one. I try not to think about it too much, just because it's like, you know, I would like to see it to be positive. You know, returning back to work, being able to go to concerts again, to be able to go hiking without having to worry about who I'm going to encounter on the trail. I'm still like worried who you're encountering on the trail, but not because of, you know, a pandemic or virus. So I definitely would like to see, you know, people working together more and being more considerate of other people, and being, you know, just more caring for each other. I'd love to see that in a year.
Would you say that's the same as the next question as far as what you hope life is going to be like in a year?
I think so.
Knowing what you know now, what do you think individuals, communities, or governments need to keep in mind for the future?
I think they need to keep in mind that, you know, caring about other people is not a, you know, political thing. It's not, shouldn't be along party lines. I think that we need to work on, you know, celebrating people's individuality, but also celebrating people's common, you know, threads, but in the right way. There's a lot of things that are going to, you know, be coming or are coming out because of the pandemic and the protests and everything. So I'm really hoping that, you know, in the future, they'll kind of see what we've struggled through and use it as a tool to continue to move forward. But I definitely think that to keep in mind is, you know, science is not something that you can ignore, and it shouldn't be along political party lines, and that we need to just trust in what experts say and trust in, you know, that they have our best interests in mind, and then care about other people.
Awesome. Well, that's all the questions that I have, and I thank you for taking the time to answer them for me. I'm going to go ahead and stop recording now, if you're okay with that. It's 7:25 p.m.